welcome to scan.org. You successfully downloaded me, despite Australia's telecommunications systems, which is a state-of-the-art 1966 system. I promise not to assault any public people such as CEOs, politicians and judges, not vilify religion, race, gender, sexual orientation. I will not give away any national secrets, nor undermine our troops in Iraq, not insult nor ask for assassinations of foreign leaders. I promise I will bore you shit, you spooks from intelligence listening in on my frontal lobes. Get out now before you get angry. Welcome again to scan.org, a weekly grassroots podzine from Nimbim, Eastern Australia. All undesirable listeners have been removed off this show, so lean back and enjoy the program. Well, sources informed of the inner workings of our community radio revealed some foreshadowing of
talkback
to be proposed. Other sources downplay this, saying
this is just a rumor.
Experts warn of legal, financial and reputational implications. Other experts are more optimistic, stating
by the time they get it together, this country will be so obedient that presenters at NMFL will display an impeccable discipline that the implementation of TalkBack should not be further delayed and commenced to use by the winter of 2007.
Well, there will be interesting times to come. Remember, give me a call on the 1st of July 2007. Don't forget, watch this sport.
Much has been said about spin. Calling a spade, is rather unimaginative. It sounds much more interesting to call a spade a manual earth adjustable lifter, or MEAL, in short, meal. However, when you use your meal to remove your dog's poo, watch out, don't confuse your meal with your lunch.
Today we are joining the life of our hero, Petrov, the blogger at his remote outpost again. His recent visitor, Alexandra, came all the way from Antarctica, despite the dangers of travelling through a hostile, polluted environment. She discovered a government secret or two, and came to partly warn, partly get Petrov to mobilise against an old foe rising again. After her exhaustive trekking to Petrov's outpost, Alexandra became very tired and went to sleep. Meanwhile, Petrov's voice communications activates.
Antarctic Security and Intelligence Organization, this is imminent. Ready yourself for holographic executive officer interview. Compliance is expected. Refusal attracts a mandatory penalty of 7 years in prison.
Wow, ASIO coming here. I better partition the unit so Alexandra doesn't get disturbed. So that's what she was warning me about.
Mr. Petrov?
My name's Jones. Antarctic Security and Intelligence Organization. You've been informed of my visit, a courtesy normally not offered by us. And I'm authorized with extended police powers. So, Petrov, for you, it all depends on my report after this visit. Do you understand, Petrov?
Yes, but why do...
Shut up, Petrov. I ask the questions. Don't make my visit unpleasant. Oh, what? You eat real food? Well, well. What have we got here? A garden. With living plants to eat. Water? Out here?
Yeah, my nanobots collect the air moisture, produce water to feed my plants. It's much healthier this way.
Well, what is this? A museum collectible?
This is a fully functioning IBM 9900.
Shut up, Petrov. Look, whatever bizarre lifestyle you choose out here, I'm here to tell you, we don't like your blogging about hospitals, schools, the war against the evil enemy, and at the North Pole, your heart-throbbing stories about workers' rights, your careless stance on abortion, refugees, and the never-ending cry, baby, cry, stories for funding of some strange, unproductive actions such as independent thinking and creativity and compassion. You know, we really don't like you blogging about it. You understand, Petrov?
But...
Listen, Petrov, we know you. We profiled you. We've got your DNA, your iris scan, your voice print, your fingerprint, and your CCTV camera footage. So don't you shit us.
With extended police powers and the evil enemy rubber stamp laws, you, Petrov, will be tagged as of today. Stretch out your left arm for tag.
Oh, come on, look, it's for your own security.
Okay, all right. Just let me put this glass of wine. Phew, that was a close shave. I wonder why wine does the trick and water doesn't.
Hi, I'm your context provider. We know from experience that you, dear listener, want some context to better understand the terms and concepts used in this audio drama. The Blogger. If you recall episode 1, Petrov uses an old-fashioned way of computing with his archaic IBM computer from 2004. The IT world of 2022 has completely changed. Everyone now uses laser holographic computing. Laser hologram technology, LHC, has further advanced to allow the cloning of yourself as a hologram, holoclone, provided your brain gets wired to a giant central processor controlling the holoclone independently from its human blueprint donor. Enough techno context. In episode 2, Alexandra left her job as a journalist with the 360-degree perspective network. This is the only media organization left after the merger of CNN, Fox, Disney Channel, and Al Jazeera. Your context provider is aware that the people of the Antarctic are at war with people living near the North Pole, the only other habitable place left on this hot planet. There is not much information available. The Earth lost its magnetic field after the meteor incident in 2012, and the hard gamma rays from the sun relentlessly hit the planet's surface. Only the poles have been largely spared from nuclear frying. I hope providing you with context will enlighten any dark corners of your understanding in this futuristic, nostalgic audio drama. You can contact me anytime again, but for now I need a break. Thank you.
I should study the properties of this wine more closely. Certainly a rare drop. A pity I had to chuck a full glass of it at the holoclone. A regrettable waste.
While Petrov spent several hours studying his French Bordeaux 2008 red and getting a bit lost with it, Alexandra is waking up after a good sleep.
Oh, must have slept in. Must have been more exhausting than I anticipated. Oh yeah, I remember. The nano joint. That was stupid of me.
Alexandra, hi. Are you awake?
Oh, Petrov. I overslept. Gee, it's good you're still here and alive.
Yeah, I'm alive. Thanks to this exquisite drop from French sources. 2008 Bordeaux red. Excellent stuff.
Did any suspicious holoclones appear while I was asleep?
Yeah, why do you ask?
Well, that's what I came to warn you about, before the authorities can bust you.
Alexandra, you're so lovely, darling, but relax. Indeed, I had a funny hologram from the Antarctic Security and Intelligence Organization here a few hours ago. He complained about my blogging and wanted to tag me.
Oh my God, Petrov, did he?
Shh, baby, it's all right. No, he didn't tag me because of this exquisite drop from Port Bordeaux 2008 Red, which I had to sacrifice to avoid being tagged by this nasty holoclone from the ASIO.
But how? What's the bloody wine got to do with it?
It's a lovely drop. Yeah, well, when I chucked it at the ASIO holoclone trying to tag me, it just sizzled, hissed and vanished with the sound of complaints.
Petrov, are you saying that bloody French wine knocks out these holoclones?
Alexandra, I told you about these obnoxious spamming holograms coming here for Yonkers. Well, I get rid of them usually with French wine, believe it or not. It all... I spent all night to research the properties of...
You got pissed, Petrov. Shame on you. But more to the point, what are we going to do now? Surely after extinguishing an ASIO holoclone, the alarm bells will be going off in Antarctica. Petrov, we haven't got much time. Come on and pack some essential stuff, and let's leave this unit as soon as we can before ASIO sends any more holoclones after you.
Alexandra, slow down. This unit is safe. They can come here in as holograms, but I have unlimited supplies of Bordeaux 2008 Red here. And the recipe to retro-engineer it with my nanobots. The only nanobot abuse you could ever accuse me of. A little scene in a world of holographic madness, mind you.
Look, we're going to visit Otto. I'll get your nanobot factory organized for some things we'll need on our trek. We've got to warn the other free people and mobilize.
We have to leave our couple at this point in time. Will Petrov overcome his aversion to leave his cool and safe world for a woman politically campaigning? Surely you agree that this now well-established audio drama of Community Radio 2 NIM FM demands continuation, and continuing it will. So keep your ears pricked for future episodes of The Blogger. You heard Martin as Petrov, Bob as Mr. Jones, Judy as Alexandra, and my name is the other Martin. The context provider was provided by Pierre. The Blogger has been produced by scan.org for Community Radio 2 NIM FM.
Proposed anti-terrorist laws in Australia are actually practiced since quite a while here in Nimbim. Let me explain. Without doubt, Australia is a leader of inhumane treatment of people. This has been thoroughly demonstrated since Captain Cook arrived here in 1788. An unbroken tradition, and they are proud of it. The Prime Minister stating this not long ago in Parliament, "We decide who comes here and who doesn't," unquote. Others have recognized this and released the following statement.
The Department of Immigration and Multicultural and Indigenous Affairs currently runs 6 detention centres across the country and offshore. Call us on 131881 to find out about a detention centre near you. You can also report an illegal or legal immigrant or citizen on 1800 009 623 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, come on, mate. Don't run in. But you better be quick. Beds are filling rapidly. The Department of Immigration and Multicultural and Indigenous Affairs is an unbiased sponsor of NIM FM.
Control orders. Well, in Nimbim, people experienced control orders of movement since 1973, when the first hippies arrived from the burbs and dropped out. Now, everyone is reluctant to move back into lawnmower land with hassles, pollution and noise. That's an effective control order. Shoot to kill order. No worries, Nimbim has its own daily morning ritual of shooting practices at the public toilet. Rarely with fatal outcome, however, practice sessions continue since 20 or so years in the hope that one day the junkies will be our finest shooters in the country. Laws of sedition. Well, no one is so stupid as to denounce the government, police or the troops in the presence of a copper or judge. However, Nimbim regularly entertains national sedition during the first weekend of May each year with celebrating the hemp harvest. Alas, we are not alone in violating sedition laws, as the French have a compulsory general strike each year. So here we go. Nimbim had it all and had it for a long time. This is scan.org from an undisclosed exile location. Last week I ran around asking question, are you feeling safe? Well, there was a big zero. There was a hushed silence, no statements, fearful looks, and for me, a sad feeling to report. However, on the bright side, the sidewalks of Nimbim become colorful with new pavement paintings. And if color could beat the hush-hush, well, it can. And damn well it does. Our local people express so much rich diversity of our values and our life here in Nimbim. Coming back to personal security. Well, some days I feel safer, usually when I know my fridge is filled. Some days I feel insecure and you better not push my buttons. It's only human, I guess. Hungry men are angry men. But not to end on such a deliberate, auspicious note, I may add that well-fed men eventually become fat men. Beware the cream pies, seating furniture including your car, sleepwalking to the fridge late night, and munchie-inducing drugs. So, catch you soon again from my usual place after the tagging and control order process has been completed by the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation. I then will host a junk cooking show explaining the multitude of uses of a microwave to have a lettuce head for an Indo-Caucasian native salad prepared and the know-how of timber chopping boards and much more. Banal stuff. So you better tune out. Well, thank you for listening. You can now safely dispose of me by clicking me into your trash bin. If you want to be really actively networking, write to me, nimfm@nimfm.org, or lowercasing, rescan.org. Maybe you check out the whole calendar of our podcast by clicking on the months. A new extended page will appear containing all items of the month at nimbimradiomedia.libsyn.com. That'd be all for today. See you next week.